Задание 3-8. Вы услышите интервью со Сьюзен Браун. В заданиях 3-8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good morning, New York City. This is Paul Smith, and you're listening to Weekend Getaways. Today we're talking to Sjusen Braun from Discover New England. Thank you for joining us today, Sjusen.
Thank you, Paul.
Sjusen, to be honest, is there anything new to say about New England? After all, New England is very close to New York City. Surely, most New Yorkers know the area well.
Well, Paul, the answer to that question is definitely yes. There's lots that's new in New England, but also I'd like to point out that New York is full of people arriving from other places, and they may not know about New England at all.
Good point, Sjusen. So what would you like to tell people about New England?
Well, first let's explain what New England is, actually. It's made up of the 6 northeastern states of Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. They've been known as New England since 1620, when the area first became an official colony of England. And the name stuck, even after the Revolution gave America its independence.
You know, I honestly didn't know that. I thought the name was just some sort of marketing idea invented in the last century. So tell me, Sjusen, am I right that when most people think of New England, they think of the fall season and fall foliage?
Yes, that's probably the most popular image of New England. The autumn colors are so beautiful, with literally billions of leaves turning red and gold and orange and bronze. And the air is cool and clean, perfect for hiking and biking. But for some people, and me among them, New England is at its best in the winter, when the mountains are covered with snow, creating some of the best skiing in the United States.
When I was a boy, I used to spend a month or so every summer at camp in New England. We swam in the local lake, climbed mountains, and took long canoe trips. It was great.
That's right. Summer is wonderful in New England, especially when you want to escape from the heat and dirt of the city.
But you still haven't told us what's new about New England.
Well, like you, Paul, a lot of people have memories of visiting New England when they were kids or with their grandparents. They think of it as a nice place, but quiet. Or maybe they just think of its beautiful outdoor attractions. Well, that would be a mistake. New England today is a lively place, a great place for anyone who loves gourmet dining, world-class jazz concerts, luxurious boutique hotels, incredible shopping, exciting casinos, and sophisticated art galleries.
Whoa, that sounds great. But you're probably talking about the cities like Boston.
No, not at all. A lot of these attractions can be found in the lovely villages that give the area its unique charm.
We're about out of time, Sjusen. Anything else you want to add?
There are also some wonderful cruises that travel up the coastline. This is a really wonderful way to see the beauty of the area.
Thank you, Sjusen. I can see that I didn't know as much about New England as I thought.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Good morning, New York City. This is Paul Smith, and you're listening to Weekend Getaways. Today we're talking to Sjusen Braun from Discover New England. Thank you for joining us today, Susan.
Thank you, Paul.
Susan, to be honest, is there anything new to say about New England? After all, New England is very close to New York City. Surely, most New Yorkers know the area well.
Well, Paul, the answer to that question is definitely yes. There is lots that's new in New England, but also I'd like to point out that New York is full of people arriving from other places, and they may not know about New England at all.
Good point, Susan. So what would you like to tell people about New England?
Well, first let's explain what New England is, actually. It's made up of the six northeastern states of Connecticut, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. They've been known as New England since 1620, when the area first became an official colony of England. And the name stuck, even after the Revolution gave America its independence.
You know, I honestly didn't know that. I thought the name was just some sort of marketing idea invented in the last century. So tell me, Susan, am I right that when most people think of New England, they think of the fall season and fall foliage?
Yes, that's probably the most popular image of New England. The autumn colors are so beautiful, with literally billions of leaves turning red and gold and orange and bronze. And the air is cool and clean, perfect for hiking and biking. But for some people, and me among them, New England is at its best in the winter, when the mountains are covered with snow, creating some of the best skiing in the United States.
When I was a boy, I used to spend a month or so every summer at camp in New England. We swam in the local lake, climbed mountains, and took long canoe trips. It was great.
That's right. Summer is wonderful in New England, especially when you want to escape from the heat and dirt of the city.
But you still haven't told us what's new about New England.
Well, like you, Paul, a lot of people have memories of visiting New England when they were kids or with their grandparents. They think of it as a nice place, but quiet. Or maybe they just think of its beautiful outdoor attractions. Well, that would be a mistake. New England today is a lively place, a great place for anyone who loves gourmet dining, world-class jazz concerts, luxurious boutique hotels, incredible shopping, exciting casinos, and sophisticated art galleries.
Whoa, that sounds great. But you're probably talking about the cities like Boston.
No, not at all. A lot of these attractions can be found in the lovely villages that give the area its unique charm.
We're about out of time, Susan. Anything else you want to add?
There are also some wonderful cruises that travel up the coastline. This is a really wonderful way to see the beauty of the area.
Thank you, Susan. I can see that I didn't know as much about New England as I thought.
This is the end of the task. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.